Alrighty, welcome on in to episode 30.
Ooh, baby.
When Worlds Collide. Jeez, I can never get the intro right. Let me first start off by saying, hold on. Oh, rewards are off. Oh, mama got that for me. Thank you very much. I was going to say, we're back!
We're back.
It's good to be back after a one-week hiatus.
Yes, sir.
So, and as always, guys, do not forget how we start these things. With little...
Ooh.
Little Crack McGee.
Cheers, everyone. Oh. Nice and crispy cold. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, like, everything right now... freezing.
I wanted to keep my beer outside, but I was afraid they were just gonna blow up after like an hour.
Yeah they get all swollen and the
can, yeah, right,
it's like it's got like a tumor on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I left it in the back of our car for like 5 hours, and I swear to God, I completely forgot about them. As soon as I remembered, I just ran toward the car. I was like, please, for the love of God, I hope you didn't blow up.
So let's see what we got on the docket today. Let's start with our question of the day. I posed two questions in the Discord earlier. So we'll go one at a time here. First off, this is going to be getting into our gaming news. With the acquisition Microsoft just attained, Activision and Blizzard.
Yep.
I asked the community, do they think Call of Duty will be an Xbox exclusive going forward?
Oh, man. How do you want to do? Do you want to put their answers in first or...
Yeah, we'll do that. So it was pretty much a split between the answers we got. Somebody said down the line, pretty much we could foresee it becoming an Xbox exclusive.
Yeah.
Whereas the other half said, no way, I can't see that happening. So where do you stand on this one?
I have a very specific thought on it. I think the next three Call of Duties will be cross-platform. Just because of prior commitments and everything, and Call of Duty games are made in, like, previous years and everything.
Right.
But after that, after the third Call of Duty 3 years from now, then they'll be Xbox PC exclusive.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think if you're spending $70 billion to acquire a company, you want those assets on your platform.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
You know, and you saw this already with the Bethesda acquisition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They kind of went back on what they were initially saying when they first acquired Bethesda, saying that we're going to try to keep our game. We're not trying to shut out any communities that love our games. But now you see some of the Bethesda games are Xbox exclusives and got thrown on Game Pass right away as well.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, though, the one aspect of this I don't think will go console exclusive or console PC exclusive, Microsoft's like platform, is Warzone. I think Warzone stays cross-platform.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
So I think the base game of Call of Duty, the multiplayer, the campaigns, those are going to be Microsoft properties in their ecosystem, but Warzone will kind of stay and encompass all platforms.
Yeah, that's a safe bet. I agree with that too, because with it's funny you mentioned Bethesda too, because like it's what you said, like they said like, oh, we still want to include everyone, and then like a couple months after the acquisition they're like saying, oh, Elder Scrolls 6 gonna be an Xbox exclusive, Xbox PC exclusive, and the new Starfield that comes out later this year as well.
Right, so I think they're gonna use the same playbook, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about that too is the acquisition hasn't gone all the way through yet.
Yeah,
so they can't really say anything.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So they're holding their cards to the chest, as pretty much what they did with Bethesda until acquisition went through.
Yeah, and I believe when I read the article, people are basically speculating, but it's like from all like the major gaming news outlets and everything, like the deal won't be finished until either later this year or until like going into 2023. So they have some time to like hash out the details and everything. But I wholeheartedly believe like the next three Call of Duty is probably going to be trash still. They're going to be all platforms. And then after that, we're going to start seeing the, you know, exclusivity for PC and Xbox. Fuck you, Sony.
Yeah. Our whole Spider-Man back from everybody.
Yeah.
My biggest gripe, like, okay, like, you got IPs like God of War, Ratchet and Clank, The Last of Us, you know, like, okay, yeah, those are yours, so be it. But comic book characters, that's some shit.
Yeah.
So, like, if any Sony fanboys are gonna get mad about this, I'm just gonna be like, fuck you.
Now, do you think they're gonna do what Sony did, where it's gonna have, like, a year of exclusivity and then be transferred to other platforms, or do you think it'll just be permanently on PC and Xbox?
I think probably permanently. I don't think it makes too much sense for them to, like, wait a year, like, especially for a game like Call of Duty that gets cycled every year.
Yeah.
So at that point, it's like, well, why do you want the old Call of Duty then?
Right.
If you're just playing for campaign, which I think the numbers on that just decline every year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So. And what we heard with Call of Duty, too, is it's people are also speculating that, like, they're going away from, like, their yearly release schedule. But hopefully the games will be better quality instead of, like, the buggy, glitchy mess that we've been getting for, like, the past 10 years.
Yeah, so if they have that deal, though, with Sony as is, where it's going to be the next 3 years, maybe they just pump those bitches out, and then they start a slower cycle.
Yeah, yeah, I believe that, too. Yeah, I could see that happening.
So before we hop into our Q of the day, or question of the day, we'll just hit that when we go to sports. Let's keep the Activision talk going.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of Call of Duty, that's just one of the franchises that Microsoft acquired. On top of that, you had other games like Overwatch, Crash Bandicoot,
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft.
Candy Crush.
Diablo. StarCraft, right?
Yeah, StarCraft.
StarCraft. We're missing another one.
Hearthstone is a Blizzard game, but... that's already on every platform, so I don't think they're going to go away from that.
Bro, I'm missing one, and it's going to drive me crazy.
They had Heroes of the Storm, but...
it's like a Crash Bandicoot vibe, but not. It's under Activision's umbrella, and it's driving me crazy that I can't think of it. Spyro.
Oh, Spyro. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
30 more seconds, I would have lost it.
Like, hold on, we've got to look this up real quick.
Well, I didn't even look it up. I was about to, but
yeah.
I was looking, but I didn't see it. But yeah, so outside of, like, the Call of Duty, what other title are you looking forward to from this acquisition the most?
I'd be really, really interested in seeing World of Warcraft on consoles. Because you know how insane that would be? For Xbox and PC, or it's already on PC, but, you know, for Xbox, like, I think the new console can handle World of Warcraft, and I actually read this article today, because people are speculating that IGN came out with an article on it, and people are saying that there's already mods in place that you can use a controller for World of Warcraft, so it is doable for consoles, and if they start developing that over, like, the next few years, like, that would just be absolutely huge. And I was also thinking, with Game Pass, you wouldn't have to pay a subscription for World of Warcraft on console, because that would just pay for itself. So you would probably get, like, the base games plus all the DLCs for the previous years, and you would probably just have to pay for, like, the new DLC when it comes out, which is, like, $20-$30.
I had a feeling you were going to go there, and... I'm pretty happy you did, because I want to talk about this as well. That might be a scary thing if World of Warcraft comes to console.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Real dangerous.
I think they're already having, like, slight troubles with their player base, and if they expanded it to console, skyrocket back up World of Warcraft, it would be just king tits again.
Yeah, you know? It'll be back on top for the MMO genre right now. But I think in the current standings... New World kind of took the place of MMOs since its release. I'm not sure about its player base at the moment, but after that, I know Final Fantasy 14 Online, like, that has, like, the biggest player base out of all of the MMOs. So, like, seeing if they can actually implement for the consoles, I think, like, their player base will just go up by, like, 5,000% and everything. And that game's super fun. Like, it is really, really good.
And I saw that article that that they already have, like, a mod for controller support.
Yeah.
But I don't think they ever released it. I think it's actually, like, a Blizzard-developed mod.
That makes sense, yeah.
Somebody found, like, data mining.
Yeah.
So it's something I think has been in place for a while that they just never introduced.
Yeah, you can mod a lot on World of Warcraft. Like, there was, like, an extension I would use all the time where you can, like, change up the UI, add, like damage numbers. Like, if you're in a group or, like, a raid, you can see, like, all the damage people are doing, like, DPS and all that stuff on bosses and, like, who's slaying out and who's doing, like, shit. Like, who's healing the most and... There's, like, a whole bunch of stuff that you can do for it. So, it is possible to do it on Xbox. Initially, when I thought about it, I was just like, dude, that's impossible to do. Because, like, when you're playing World of Warcraft, you have, like, 20, 30 button inputs for, like, spells, consumables, traits, just, like, literally anything. Like, there's, like, a whole bunch of buttons to push for that right. game. But initially, when I thought about it, I was just like, dude, that's literally impossible to do.
Well... Real quick, the other thing though too is the Xboxes support keyboard and mouse.
Yeah. So
like, even if it didn't have controller support, you should still be able to play an MMO off your console. And there already have been some MMOs on console that are successful. You know.
Yeah.
Neverwinter, Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just to name a few. You know.
Yeah, those games are, I wouldn't say. Simpler, like they were basically designed with console in mind. Like
right.
World of Warcraft was always for PC. So Brian and I were actually talking about how they would implement it. Like we were talking about like just use a scroll wheel for the spells and everything. So you just like press and hold the scroll wheel and then you use your analog stick.
Just like in The Witcher.
So, yeah. So it.
Oh, there's plenty of games that have that mechanic. Sea of Thieves has got the scroll wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would love to see it. I think that would be insane. And after Shadowkeep, that was like their last DLC, I think, like last year or year and a half ago. Initially, people really liked it, but then afterwards, it just went downhill so fast. And then that was like when all the news came out with like their sexual assault cases and just employees being unhappy with everything and all the top leaders leaving. So Shadowkeep was definitely not Shadowkeep, Shadowlands. I'm thinking of Destiny.
Oh, you're good. Shadowlands.
Yeah, something Shadows. But yeah, after its initial release, it just went downhill fast. So if we can see some light with Blizzard with this acquisition, that would be a good route for them to take.
Absolutely, man. I'd be pumped to hop into WoW. Mm-hmm. I played very little on my computer just because I was afraid of what would happen. But if it's on console, I don't think I'm gonna have a choice. I do have a little PSA for everybody out there. Xbox is currently having a sale on a bunch of Activision shit. Just wait a few months. It's all coming to Game Pass.
Yeah. Literally, yeah, I was talking about this too. What's the point of buying games anymore? There's literally no point. I bought two games in like the past 6 months, and they're on Game Pass, and I'm pissed about it.
I think I bought one game, and I played for 20 minutes. Do you know what game I'm talking about?
Dragon Ball Z?
Battlefield.
Oh, yeah, Battlefield.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I actually been banging with Dragon Ball Z, man. Yeah. I love that game.
Should have listened to the detail. 20 minutes. Easily should have thought of Battlefield.
Yeah, I hopped on. I was like, this is trash. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I bought Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Full $60. Loved it. I'm almost done with Mass Effect 3. I beat the other two. And then it's on Game Pass from this month. And then I also bought Death's Door for only $5 off of the Epic Game Store, and that's on Game Pass too this month. So there's two games that I bought that are on there.
Going back to WoW real quick. So we talked about how like on next gen consoles, MMOs, and just a variety of different games are made possible at the next gen power capacity that these consoles have.
Yeah,
but obviously the availability is still not there. But Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Hometown. Stepping into the playing field. They're planning on building a $20 billion chip factory in hopes to meet the demand for tech going forward.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a big one. Hopefully they have the materials to actually make chips and everything. But the demand for, like hardware is just... growing so exponentially that like literally no company can keep up with it. So if plans actually go through with this factory and everything, like one, it'll be great for Ohio, like create new jobs and like revenue for the state and everything, and then everyone all together will benefit from having extra chips for like cars, consoles, and just anything else tech related, PCs.
What's this company that's opening this up? Because I would like to invest.
Oh God, what the hell is the name of the company, bro? I forget what the name of the company was, but President Biden, he also commented on it too, and he said he really liked the idea. So, not to get too political, but I think he thinks it's a good idea.
Great, Joe.
Thanks, Joe, for showing support for Ohio. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's about time, though, because, like, you know, Ohio needs a W every now and then. So this is definitely going to be good for us.
For sure, hands.
For sure, hands.
Another W, if you're a Star Wars fan.
Oh, baby.
Respawn announced that they're working on 3 new Star Wars titles with Lucasfilms. And one of the 3 being a sequel to the Jedi Fallen.
Yep.
Fallen Order.
Yeah, Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah, I had all the words. I don't know why I couldn't say them in a sentence together.
60%.
60%. That's where we live at on this.
Only 60% for us.
61. Yeah, we can't do the podcast.
Respawn is looking like it has been a great company and everything, but yeah, them announcing 3 new Star Wars games, alongside, you know, with having Apex and already the great success from the first Star Wars game, Fallen Order, I'm really hyped for it, because the first Jedi Fallen Order was fucking sick, so good.
I gotta finish it, now that's on Game Pass, I'm gonna finish it.
So good.
But initially, Matt had bought it, and I was playing it on his console. Like, every now and then I put a couple hours in. I was playing on Grandmaster. I was loving it.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm really excited for that sequel. That would probably be one I have to go revisit at some point.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see what the other 2 titles they end up releasing are going to be. There's a ton of Star Wars content coming out.
So much.
Some of it will be Sony exclusive, which I guess is fine. Like, we'll still be getting this stuff.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we all got some other news today. It figures all the news is popping off today. Like, right before we were doing the podcast tonight.
Yeah,
we had our doc ready to go, and then all this other news was popping off today. We got some additional news that DICE is not going to be focusing on Battlefront 3. It's not going to be in development. They're putting all their efforts into Battlefield. Yeah. Poop soup. So, that Battlefield, or Star Wars Battlefront 3, is dead. Another game that's dead, going back to Respawn, is Titanfall 3.
Yeah,
I don't think our hopes of seeing Titanfall 3 are very good, which is disheartening. I don't know how you feel about that one, but...
Well, I'm the type of guy to never lose hope, so they'll probably bring it back, like, a decade from now.
Yeah.
Maybe when Apex finally dies and it doesn't generate them, like, $2 billion a year, but...
I'm rooting for Apex to die, then.
It's a good game. It's a good game.
Yeah, I know it's a good game, but I love Titanfall and never got the respect it deserved. I think mostly because of, I'm gonna call it, the failure of the Xbox One's launch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
I don't think it was the game so much. I think it was the failure of Xbox with the initial launch of the One. Because if anybody is a Titanfall fan here, you know what I'm talking about. Titanfall 1 was excellent. Titanfall 2 doubled down on everything Titanfall 1 did, and they did it better. Campaign is one of the best FPS campaigns you'll ever play. That's a game that's on Game Pass now. If somebody's looking for a campaign to play, give Titanfall 2 a go.
It was literally like a complete 180 from 1 to 2, because Titanfall 1's campaign...
It's trash. It was all in the multiplayer.
Yeah, it was literally just playing multiplayer with story, with, like, dialogue while you're playing multiplayer.
Right.
And you're just like, what the hell is this?
Well, Titanfall 1 seemed like a concept more than a full game.
Yeah.
It was a multiplayer concept that they evolved into Titanfall 2, that evolved into Apex.
Yeah, right.
And it just sucks that if we don't get a third one. I don't know if they're afraid of it rivaling Apex or what. Even though they're 2 different games, and I realize battle royales are so prominent, but I feel like Halo shows you exactly that a multiplayer arena game can still exist, you know?
Right, yeah. It's hard to think about, because Apex is just such a cash cow for them. Like,
yeah,
it's like basically minimum effort, maximum profits. They come out with like a skin event like every 2-3 weeks. And people just buy hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of skins, like every time these events come. I'm already guilty of it too, because I spent $15 on a skin. So they just make so much money from these things, and like I don't think they want to like direct resources to like another department to like fully develop Titanfall 3. So I would say if Apex would be on like a downtrend, like significantly, that's when they would probably bring back Titanfall 3 and like come out with announcements for it. Yeah.
All right, so we needed some kind of sexual accusation to come out of Respawn.
Oh my
Sorry.
God. Oh my God.
Let's get down on dirty fish.
Oh my God. We'll
I need
intern.
Titanfall 3.
Yeah, we'll intern at Respawn real quick.
Oh man. But I think it's about time we hop into the game or into the sports news. How you feel on that one, buddy? We
Yeah, little side note here. I saw Brian ask a question. He asked when the Halo show comes out, and doesn't it come out February next month?
I think so, and we're actually getting the trailer this Sunday.
Yeah, for the championship game at the halftime. Do you know which one? Was it the Chiefs one or
I don't know if it's AFC
one
or
of the two?
NFC, to
Yeah,
be honest with you, but can't wait.
it's gonna be sick.
Yeah.
That first teaser trailer that they had was so sick.
I
So
really like the way they did it too. They're just kind of like showing the world. And I think this one's gonna be more centered around the story, right?
Yeah.
And get me all hot and bothered.
I just hope they don't do the Disney approach. I'm kind of getting sick of the Disney formula with their new shows, with like The Mandalorian and now The Book of Boba. It's like there's so much going on in the universe, but so little with actually in the
Being told.
episode. Yeah,
Yeah.
with what's being told, 'cause like it's like, oh, you have all these things going on around this character, but you don't see any of it, and you hardly hear any of it until they like get to like to the season finale where it's like one episode.
I think I'll cry if it sucks.
I think we'll all cry.
Will you hold me?
Yeah, dude, video game shows will be pushed back another 5, 10 years if this show sucks, realistically.
Speaking of video game shows, we're going off on a tangent, but I'm with it. This is more news that came out today that we couldn't throw in the dock, but it just, while we're talking about this, it's just light bulb kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 2, the movie, just got green-lighted.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Pumped.
Oh
Pumped.
baby. Is it gonna be like a direct, just like continuation off of the first one?
Yeah, man, Johnny Cage is gonna be in the new one. Oh.
Dude, it's about time. They took an L when they didn't put him in the first one.
If they can get Ryan Reynolds to play Johnny Cage,
Dude, that would be great.
dude, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, we'll see. 'Cause I mean, I liked the first one a lot. Obviously, it had some problems with it and everything, but it's hard. It's so hard to tell a Mortal Kombat story in one singular movie.
Right, it really
So
is.
yeah, there's literally like hundreds of hours of
There's
content
so
in
much
this.
lore outside of just like. I feel like a lot of people are like, it's just a fighting game. Like, it doesn't have a story.
Yeah.
No, it's got so much lore.
Exactly.
Dude, it's crazy. But I'll say this, like, all the aspirations I had when I was younger of video games being in movies and stuff, it's happening now. Just need Gears of War. I got Halo. I got Mortal Kombat. Give me Gears of War.
Yeah, Gears of War. I'm excited for the Fallout TV series. I think it's coming out on was that Amazon Prime? I'm pretty sure Amazon.
Paramount.
Paramount, really?
I have it if you need to log in. I got you, buddy.
Ooh, baby.
I'm the
I'll take it when the Halo show comes out. How about that?
Yeah.
Because that'll basically be the only show I watch.
You try to touch it when the episode launches, though? Fishy. Fishy, buddy. I know where you live.
Dude, I'm just gonna binge the whole season in one day.
Dude, I can't wait. Just binge it here, man.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm done.
All right, well. Now into sports.
Now into sport.
Now we will reference our question of the day relating to sports.
Yes, sir.
So we had some excellent playoff games this last weekend.
Oh, crazy games.
My personal favorite of them being the Bills and Chiefs game, which is where our question of the day stems from. Should they change the NFL OT rule so both teams have possession of the ball no matter what happens? Currently, the rule states that if a team receives the ball, scores a touchdown, game's over. If they hit a field goal, then the other team gets a chance, right? But a lot of people are pushing after last year and now this year for both teams to have an opportunity with the ball.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on this?
I kind of stand with everyone else. I think it's dumb that you win by a coin toss. 'Cause like if both teams are really good offensively, you're guaranteed to score a touchdown in like in overtime and everything. So I think you need to just go back and forth, double, triple, quadruple overtime. Those are the games people talk about, you know? Like if you just go in overtime and then like, oh, they won by a touchdown in overtime after like 3 minutes and everything. Like it's like sort of cool, but like boring at the same time. So I would really love to see both teams have possession.
So our community is pretty unanimous with that outlook. I will say this. I've listened to a lot of different opinions on this. I'm jocking on kind of like the different thoughts I've heard from other people. But I think the rule in place right now, good for the regular season. You're saving the players' plays on their bodies. And for the longevity of the season, it's good. But come playoff time, I agree. Both teams need to touch the ball in OT.
That's a good outlook. I didn't think about the regular season. Yeah, I like that too. Regular season, do it like that, and for, you know, like postseason, do both teams.
So, kind of a little devil's advocate, that word. You know,
Devil's advocate.
yeah.
It words again, 60%.
Words. People say, well, they had 4 quarters to win the game, and they also have a chance of stopping them on defense,
Right.
which I agree, but it's entertainment, right?
Yeah.
Keep the entertainment going, especially in the playoffs
Yeah.
when it matters most, you know?
Right.
So.
Dude,
I
that
think we're all
part's
pretty much on the same page here. I don't know if I have anybody in chat disagreeing with me or not.
Lizzo's got something to say.
Oh yeah, you said play defense. Shut the fuck up. So he's the one.
Yeah, dude, it's hard. It's so hard to do defense in overtime because one, the players are tired, and just like the game's even heightened even more for like, you know, like stakes and everything. So, and I just feel like offenses thrive when it comes to overtime plays. I'd love to see
Well, at
like.
that point in the game, the defenses were completely drained. They had nothing left. All
Exactly.
those offenses are so high powered
Right.
that by overtime they're done, dude.
Yeah.
And my thing is, if you're so against it, then what do you want to do for college football? You don't like college football? They don't play enough defense? Like, oh, you're agreeing with us. Oh, okay. He's saying, like, quote unquote, play defense, shut the fuck up. That's the dumbest
Oh,
argument.
okay.
See, I'm out here getting ready to gun at Lizzo's
We're just
throat.
always
Yeah.
heated all
Yeah.
the
We can't take it out on Frent anymore, so we have to take it out on you guys. I'm sorry, but you have to
Exactly.
toughen the fuck up.
Oh, man.
I'm starting to sweat. I'm gonna have to take the sweater off again. I was cold. Now I'm steaming.
Dude, I would love to see that Bucks game go into overtime because what they're down like 3-27 or something. Brady came back.
The Rams are trying to lose that game.
They really were.
4 lost fumbles in
Yeah.
one game.
They were
Imagine.
they went to what 24 unanswered for like halfway through the third, all the way to the end of the game.
It was something like that, man. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Tom Brady's really gonna pull this out of his
Yeah,
ass.
I was watching the game with Brian, and I was just like, Brady's gonna come back from this, watch this. He's like, oh yeah, for sure. And then like we were playing Apex for a bit, then I looked at the score and it was the score was tied up. I was like, what the hell just happened? And they lost by a field goal, baby. Love to see it.
Yeah, so to recap the playoffs for anybody who missed it, since we haven't been here in 2 weeks,
Yep.
the matchups this weekend are going to be the AFC. It's going to be Chiefs versus Bills for the AFC title. And then on the NFC side, we have the Niners versus the Rams. To get to these games, I'm trying to call back now. The Niners beat the Packers. Bengals beat the Titans.
Excuse me.
I said Niners. Rams beat the Bucks. And then Bills beat the Chiefs. What am I tripping about here? I said the Bills and Chiefs in the AFC, didn't I? I meant Chiefs and Bengals, excuse me. See, I'm tripping, man.
So hyped for the Bengals. We're talking about it. If they make it to make it all the way, then Brian and I are gonna drive down to Cincy and goes
Just
watch.
go party down there.
Yeah, just watch the game with Vinny down there. That'll be so fun.
Oh, okay. That'd actually be fun because Vinny's down there. He'd be able to stay somewhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of people we know. My aunt and uncle live in Cincy too, so.
I'd be down there in full Browns gear.
Right? We're here
Fuck
in
you guys.
spirit.
Yeah. Even though I do like Joe Burrow, it's like such a love hate. I'm like, why do you have to be a Bengal?
Exactly.
Why can't you be on their team?
Mm-hmm.
Some more NFL news, though. I mean, this is the time of the year where NFL news is peaking at the end of the season with firings, hirings, just weird shit. And then you got the playoffs.
Retiring, you know, people and everything.
We're finally almost getting into basketball season, even though basketball is halfway over.
Yeah, right. We'll finally give a shit about basketball.
But, so this goon ass, Antonio Brown, we were talking about him last podcast. We're talking about him again now. Posted a picture on Twitter of him in a Ravens jersey tweeting at Lamar. He's like, I want to hook up with Lamar and go play for the Ravens.
Oh, my God.
So Lamar actually tweeted him back, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but basically, like, come on in kind of vibe.
Wow.
So, chat, Fish, do you think he'll get another chance playing with the Ravens? Also, do you want to see him in the league?
Oh, God. That's a tough call, honestly.
I'm tired of him. Get the fuck out of
it. That's what I was thinking, too. He's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But he's also just a powder keg. Like, you don't know how committed he'll be. You don't know when he'll just get pissed off. And, like, when he left his previous game, like, when he just said, fuck you, and took his jersey off and everything. Tampa?
Temper tantrum.
Are you okay?
No.
Carl's having a seizure right now. Hold on. Do you want to try that again? Was it the Tampa Bay game?
No, yeah, well, he was on Tampa Bay. I'm saying he was having a temper tantrum.
Oh.
Jeez, oh, Peter.
You're getting me all mixed up now. But, yeah, oh, God damn it. I forgot what the hell was I saying. But he's just like a powder keg. And, like, if I was a head coach and I heard him trying to get to my team, I'd be like, hell no, dude. Like, even if you're under contract, you have, like, we have no idea, like, how committed he'll be and whether he'll just, like, F everyone and just walk off the field.
Yeah, I think if you're a team that's already got, like, a winning structure, like, why do you want that in your locker room?
Mm-hmm.
But
wholeheartedly.
Who knows? Maybe I'm crazy. I can't stand him, though, and if he was to go on the Ravens, I would not be able to stand him anymore, dude.
Yeah.
He'd be a Steeler and a Raven, and he's just a psycho, and he's good, and I hate him.
Yeah. Just
so I don't want to
see eyes on him with a target on his back.
Yeah, put him on, like, the Jets or something so we can see him suffer.
Just humble him real quick.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, I would not like to see him come back. It's just after his exit and everything from that game, it's just like, why even bother with him, you know? Like, there's other good players out there. He's not, like, the golden egg of the NFL.
Right.
The goose egg.
Tink was just asking, did he ever get a psych evaluation? I didn't read the full article, but I believe that people in the front office of Tampa Bay were asking him to get one, and he wouldn't.
Sounds about right. I think he just did it so people would talk about him, and then afterwards he started promoting all this weird stuff just so he could sell more product and get money off of it.
Yeah, dude, and I saw Sir Yacht actually got one of those cameo things from him, and like from Antonio Brown. It was pretty funny.
Was it? I didn't see that video.
Yeah, he's just like, he's so sincere in it, and he's just out of his mind.
Dude, you know, he's just an enigma. You just can't see what the guy's thinking. It's impossible.
He's insane.
He definitely needs one.
Some more NFL news before we hop into basketball, baseball, and the MMA. Sean Payton stepping away from head coach of the Saints, man.
Yep.
I actually find this to be kind of sad. I enjoyed watching the Saints, and Sean Payton was one of the guys that was instrumental, you know, years back and winning the Super Bowl and everything else. So it kind of sad to see him go, but
end of an era, baby.
End of an era is for sure hands, man. Him and Breeze are gone now. It's like you can't even. When I think of the Saints, I guess I think of Michael Thomas now, but like they're kind of staples of the franchise are gone.
Yeah.
Breeze and now Sean Payton gone.
So did he say why he was stepping down? Was it retirement or is he looking for other teams?
I don't think he's sure yet. I think he was just saying that like with COVID and everything the team's been going through, it's just time for like his next chapter essentially.
Okay.
So do you think he's going to retire? And like, if not, what team potentially would you like to see him go to?
Well, if he's not retiring, which we don't know, honestly, I would love to see him go to the Broncos or to the Jags. You know, like, they had a pretty good season going in. What was their record this season? They won
Saints?
Yeah, the Saints.
I don't know.
I thought I wrote it down. I forget. But anyways, like, I'd love to see him go to the Jags because the Jaguars had a piss-poor season. What'd they go, like, 4-12 or something? Something just ridiculously bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I think they got the second overall pick.
Oh, no, that was the Jets record. The Jets won 4-12 this season.
Yeah, the Jags were just as bad, though.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'd love to see him just, like, go to a, you know, like, a team that did not do good this season and just see if they can, like, bump up those wins for next season and going forward. But yeah, if he's retiring, let him retire, because like he created a legacy. You know, he had a really good record at the Saints. He went 152-89 losses since 2006. So he had a pretty good track record when he was working there.
That's absolutely wild. Yeah, absolutely, man. The one that you didn't mention that I'd be interested if he would go to, would be the Dolphins. I can't believe the Dolphins ended up firing their coach. And they have, like, a solid structure. They're a game out of the playoffs.
What was the reason why they fired their coach?
I don't think their coach was a Tua guy, and I think the front office is more committed to Tua than he was. So I think that's why they ended up letting him go, just, like, differences there. So, I mean, Sean Payton on the Dolphins, man.
I could see that. I could actually see that. Yeah, that'd be a good fit.
Yeah, if that happens, they'd be a dark horse to win the AFC East next year, even with the Bills and Patriots in there. I think I'm getting
a really good contender.
I'm getting that conference right, or division, whatever. But yeah.
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 Jack. So,
finally, moving on from the NFL news, we did have a heavyweight fight this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We went 5 rounds. Francis Ngannou and Cyril Gagne. Some weird way to say his last name.
I thought it was like Gani, something like that.
Gagne. Yeah, but did you catch any of that fight?
I watched the last 2 rounds because I got on Xbox like pretty. I got on the Xbox pretty late last night, and Brian sent me like the link to watch the fight, and we were watching it with like Matt and him and I.
Oh, word. Okay.
So I watched like the last two rounds and everything, and
those dudes are mooses,
bro. They are monsters. They are gigantic human beings. I could not believe my eyes. Like I remember Ngannou. I've seen him.
The heavyweights and anything are good, dude. Like these guys are monsters.
They would break an average person human skull with one punch.
I think if you looked at me, I'd crumble.
Just his presence, he'd just start folding over.
You will bow. What? Oh,
like, oh, okay, sorry. You're talking to me right now? Oh god. But yeah, that when I was watching the last 2 rounds, they already looked pretty tired, especially Ngannou. It was basically just like a wrestling match and everything at that point. So like a lot of five
rounds, man, that's a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, they're sweating it up and they're just both exhausted. So there's a lot of grappling and wrestling and everything, trying to get like the submissions and whatnot, but I thought it was a pretty interesting fight from the last 2 rounds I saw, because like that's like where you really gotta like dig your heels in and just like go for it, even though your body's just completely exhausted.
If you get any UFC fight to go the distance, it's excellent. But in a title fight where it's 5 rounds, man, I mean, I couldn't be more mad that I missed it. Did I tell you this? Did I tell you I missed this?
No, yeah, what were you doing?
I was talking about this fight all week. I was like, hey, I was telling my buddy Nick, hey, come over, watch the fight, you know? And then, unfortunately, I blacked out and fell asleep on the couch.
Right? You got too drunk.
Yeah, got too drunk, fell asleep on the couch. And then I woke up the next morning, fully clothed, contacts in, projectors half set up, and I'm on the couch and I just go, damn it. I go to get up and I look over at the other couch and Jess is passed out on the other couch.
Yeah.
I was like, thank God I'm not the only one.
Yeah, you texted me that night. You're like, what are you doing? I was just like, oh, I'm eating dinner right now. What about you? And he just never responded. And then after I heard that, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Carl's blacked out.
My credit card's still at the bar downstairs.
Is it really?
Yeah, I left my tab open. I haven't gone down and get it yet.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yeah, so that's like the card I use to get food and stuff, too.
Yeah.
So I really need to get it tomorrow because I think I had to do some grocery shopping.
You've been starving the past couple days.
Yeah, dude. All I got left is mac and cheese and oatmeal.
Mac and cheese and oatmeal.
Help me out.
Dude, so I had a... when Naganu obviously won the fight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, him, because I was a little bit drunk that night, too, when I was watching it. I had a question. It's, like, such a stupid question, but when they put the belt on, you know, like, the winner, is that belt, like, made out of, like, actual gold and everything?
I highly doubt it.
Like, what's it made out of? I'm so curious.
I have no idea. That's a good question, though.
Right? Like, it's just, like, something so stupid to think about, but, like, as they're, like, putting on them, like, is that actual gold? Like, is there diamonds and shit in that thing? Or is it just made out of plastic? I have no idea.
I have no idea either, buddy.
Right.
I wish I could have gave you a better answer, but no
clue. I would assume it's gold, because you can't just put a, you know, championship title belt on somebody and be like, yeah, this is made out of, like, painted metal. Like, painted aluminum. I'd be so pissed.
Is that your car beeping outside?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't think it is. Hold on.
All right, Fish is going to go make sure his car's not getting broken in. In the meantime, though, we got the NBA All-Star game. All-Star weekend coming to Cleveland here, and it's in the next few weeks. I don't know, February 18th, so not too far out. Was that 3 weeks out? And they're mixing up the Rising Stars Challenge this year. So instead of the Rising Stars Challenge, they're actually doing like a tournament. So they're getting a pool of 28 players, and they'll be making four teams of seven, which will consist of 12 first-year NBA players, 12 second-year NBA players, and then four elite young talents coming out of the G League for the NBA Rising Star Challenge that they're doing this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which will be in Cleveland.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's pretty
NBA All-Star Weekend will be in Cleveland this year.
So when I was reading the article, it's two separate events, right? One of them's the like tournament style with the four teams of seven players.
Well, they have multiple events, but this one in particular, they're switching up. Instead of having the Rising Stars game, they're making like a little tournament out of it.
Yeah, like a mini tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read what I read. I read this like hours ago, so I don't remember all the details. What I saw was it's four teams of seven players. The assistant coaches pick a player from each team. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's like a draft style. Yeah, you go like, I want this guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then like that's just like the mini tournament style. The other one, which I thought was pretty interesting, was the 3-point competition.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was pretty cool how they're doing it. Where they select five people to like make a three from, you know, like each point around the ring and everything. And then they have to score a certain amount of points before they move up, and then it's less points after that and less points after that, and like whatever team finishes first wins that tournament as well.
Yeah, I do enjoy that the NBA is open to like changing their All-Star weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I wish some of the other sports would be more proactive about that. The NFL has actually been decent with it, like having them play dodgeball and different stuff like that.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the coolest clips from like the NFL All-Star weekend was Jarvis actually was like the MVP of the dodgeball game a couple years back.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. But I think making the games a little bit more lighthearted, fun, and entertaining is good for all the sports.
Yeah, just entertaining.
I wish like each sport would integrate that a little bit more. I think the NBA was kind of at the forefront of willing to do that, you know?
Yeah. It's like competitive enough where the players will take it serious enough. But it's also lighthearted in the fact where, like, the competitions are just, like, there to have fun and everything. And just, like, the players, not to, like, bullshit around, but, you know, just, like, to have fun and just play with other people in the league and everything and just, you know, have a good time.
Yeah, I think this is something that the MLB needs to do. Because I don't even know what MLB weekend consists of outside of the All-Star game and then the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
If there's other things that go on, I have no idea.
Yeah, I haven't kept up to date with MLB news. I love the Home Run Derby though. It's great.
Oh, Home Run Derby is dope, but
yeah.
I mean,
they've been doing it for a while.
I can't even name the other events that happen.
No,
not you know what I mean. But I think in general, the MLB tends to be more traditional and like kind of in their roots per se.
Oh yeah.
And I think that's a big reason why this next guy we're going to talk about, Mr. Barry Bonds, did not make it into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
The last chance on the ballot to get into the Hall of Fame and did not make it. So I think the consensus pretty much everywhere is that it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I was seeing articles from people, and they're just like, yeah, we can't figure out a reason why he wasn't inducted into the Hall of Fame. And just everyone is pretty much dumbfounded when they heard this news.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think it's pretty consensus everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't removed from the ballot by the MLB, which I done with other people. So that was like one of the biggest things, like, why isn't he in the Hall of Fame? You know, and he had one of the best careers, you know, dating back to Babe Ruth. You know, even before the steroid use, that I don't even think he tested positive during his time playing.
No.
So it is just insane. So I don't know where it stems from it in particular. I've seen articles actually like kind of quoting like racist themes from the MLB.
Ooh.
Like the people that elect him in the Hall of Fame have been there for a while.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can buy into that one as much. I think it's got to do more with the steroids and stuff, but it's just crazy to me that Barry Bonds is not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, at this point, you can only speculate as to why he didn't get in, but yeah, it's like what you said. It's pretty much everyone's just upset to hear about this news that he's not in there, so it just sucks. Maybe they'll change their minds in the future. Is it like set in stone right now?
Set in stone. You have X amount of ballots to get into the Hall of Fame, and if you don't get in by that point, you're not in.
Is it like a yearly consensus, or how does it work?
Yeah, I think they take a ballot every year, but I don't know how many years in particular that you have be on the ballot before like you're cut off.
Huh. Yeah, that's...
Lizzo just said, he goes, people who didn't vote him in think they're saving baseball. They're actually hurting it.
Hmm.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page for this one. Yeah, it just sucks.
Yeah, I think this is another thing, you know, going back to the NFL rule and then Barry Bonds getting in. I think the people are just like the traditionalists or don't want to see any change in the game or they're afraid of the change.
Yeah.
Like the, honestly, probably like the older group are hurting their sports by doing these things.
Those damn older generations. Those yeah. Damn baby boomers.
So, yeah, man, it's a shame. I feel bad for him. That sucks. I mean, especially with all the other players in the MLB history that have tested positive, like, you're going to exclude this one guy. I don't
know. Dude, there's... I remember reading, like, a quote from one of the players. They literally said, like, if you ain't trying to cheat, you're not trying to win. So there's so many players have done, like, the pine tar trick and everything, and putting the corks in their bats and all that stuff.
Yeah, what was it? Trevor Bauer said some kind of shit like that, too.
It could have been him. It
might have been I can't remember. Trevor yeah. Bauer is very vocal about his opinions, but
mm-hmm.
He said some shit like that, too.
Yeah, they'll try anything and everything to, you know, like, beat their opponents and everything. And, like, even, like...
It's on the MLB for not checking these things.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's crazy how... It's literally, like, it's still the wild, wild west for there. Like, you got basemen stepping on players' ankles as they're sliding into base. Yeah, that's so painful with the spiked cleats and everything.
Bauer that was saying that he's seen some guys using sunscreen to make the ball sticky.
Sunscreen?
Yeah, that's using all kinds of crazy shit, you know?
Yeah, I didn't hear about the sunscreen thing. I would think it would make it just more slippery. But
I'm not going to pretend to be an MLB expert.
Yeah.
The MLB is just... Everything that's gone on with the MLB and then with the Indians, I'm just over it. So I'm not going to pretend to be an expert or like I give a shit at all, but
yeah,
I think we can all agree that Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
But on to our spreads for this week, guys. So I'm just going to give you guys a little update, and then we're going to introduce a new theme to this as well.
Yes, sir.
So the last time we did this, wild card weekend. So that week we had Bengals versus Raiders. Obviously, Bengals won. Pats versus Bills. Bills took that one. Bucks versus Eagles. Bucks won. Niners, Cowboys, Niners. Chiefs, Steelers, Chiefs. Rams versus Cards. Rams won. So off of that week, Fish was 5-6. I'm 6-5. I actually have the lead now in the new year.
Yep. And I took some bad picks last week. I knew that.
It was 4-7. And going off of our Super Bowl predictions, Fish had the Bucks and Steelers, who have both been eliminated. Brent had the Pats and Bucks, who have both been eliminated. And I had the Titans and Rams. So I win the Super Bowl prediction. I'm going to have to go back and watch the film. I think there's Loco.
No.
Loco in talks.
Again, please. I already drank my one for the year.
I think we're going to have Mr. Fish and Frint do a Loco. I got to go back and watch the film. But, guys, what we want to introduce, and this week won't count towards that total, but we're going to introduce this into February. We're going to pull one viewer from the chat each week to do the spreads with us, and then we're going to keep track of the viewer record. And if you guys beat us for a particular month, then we will do some sort of punishment. We haven't discussed what punishment yet, but we'll give this a test run real quick here. I'm going to drop the command, and then you guys have to join in. Whoever wins will be able to pick the spreads with us this week, and then we'll keep track of you guys' record. So the command is I join. You have 30 seconds to join, guys.
30 seconds? You might want to update that in the future.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I can. Because I didn't even create this command.
Oh, was that... Did Aimeo do that for you?
No, stream. It was just the default in Stream Elements. Oh. I just changed the name. Thanks, In.
I think might be the winner.
Yeah. We can run one more just in case. I think you get a free 1,000 points anyway. We'll run one more just in case anybody else wants to try to get into it. You can change it. Yeah, that's something I got to do. Like I said, this is just a test run. Next week will be when the points start actually counting. But we'll do it again if anybody wants to join. If not, Tink, you're picking winners with us this week. Or did I knock over?
I like that system a lot, though. It definitely makes it more interesting. The only thing I'm scared of is what punishment we're going to have to do month to month. Hopefully,
we just don't lose.
Hopefully it won't be too brutal. Well, if I don't do stupid picks, I know I'll win because I'm great at 50-50s.
Congratulations on our 1,000 points, Tank. So you're picking winners with us for this week. So we're just going to stick to the NFL this week, and we'll do like a full list of spreads next week when we're into February. But so AFC picks, guys, we have Chiefs, Bengals. Fish, who are you going with? I'm going to type it in right now.
My heart is saying Bengals with everything I'm thinking, but I'm going to have to go Chiefs.
He's going Chiefs.
I really want the Bengals to win, though, just so I can go to that trip for the Super Bowl.
Tink, you're picking winners of the AFC Championship game and NFC Championship game. So in the AFC, we have Chiefs and Bengals. In the NFC, we have Rams and Niners. I'm going to go with the Chiefs as well. And then for the NFC side, I'm going with Rams. I'm sticking with the Rams. That was my Super Bowl pick when we started. So
I'm going to go Niners.
You're going Niners?
Yeah, Niners, baby.
All right.
I said Chiefs and Niners, too.
Chiefs and Niners. All right. So this will be either a Fish and Tink victory or a Smalls victory. I'm all in for that.
Well, Tink's a smart person, so I know we'll win for sure.
I think we can all agree we'll just bet a chug on this. How about that?
I'm down for that.
I win, you guys chug. You guys win, I chug.
I like it. Well, if Tink and I win, you have to double chug. Set yourself up for that one.
I'm not Flash out here, man. Flash be doing those double chugs, but...
Yeah, true. Triple chug. Fuck it, it's just quadruple. It's double down.
Overkill.
Have you seen those videos of the...
Halo.
Have you seen the videos of the voice actor for him? Just he gets commissions to say voice lines and everything.
No shit, I'm gonna pay him for one.
They're so funny. He's like, "Mommy milkers." He said some other ones that are hilarious too.
Dude, I need to get one and have him like as an audio bite for the stream.
Yeah, do it. Dude, it's probably so much money though. People probably ask him for so much money just to do.
Oh, probably.
The videos I've seen, like, he probably gets so many commissions to do it.
Oh, I'm sure, but it'll be worth it.
Hmm. What other spreads we got?
Oh, that's it for this week, man. We'll have a full docket next week, but I figured we'd just do the Super Bowl picks for this week, and then we'll get into like the full dynamic of it again next week. So
back to cricket for next week.
Yeah, get the cricket game going again.
Hit some soccer, maybe some swim teams.
Well, fam, that is episode 30. Thank you for welcoming us back. Great viewership tonight. It's good to be back. Fish and I weren't exactly sure what the direction was going, but we really do enjoy doing this and chatting with you guys, so it's glad to be back.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah. And guys, one of the things that will keep us keeping on is if you're able to follow us on our socials. We are currently working on the YouTube page specifically for When Worlds Collide, but for the time being, if you search Captain Smalls, you'll be able to find all the world When Worlds Collide contact for the time being.
Yep.
As well, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. You guys can follow and listen on those different social media outlets. It'd be awesome. But for now, happy episode 30, guys. Thank you very much.
That does it.
Yeah.
Cheers once again.
Cheers.
Tink.